Yeah, man. Mina and Put. Global Wireless Solutions, an authorized Rogers dealer.
Voice of Dilhey Hindustani's very own Ben Karay.
Like never before.
Witness pure musical magic as he's accompanied by the incredibly talented Devin Ramutar on percussion, Randy Mahadeo
on the keyboard,
and gifted guitarists Roger Sukdeo and Nigel Rupnarai. Feel the energy as dynamic dancers from STCC Dance Academy light up the stage. Reserve your spot
for Saturday, November 9th.
Doors open at 4 p.m. at the Davy Munder Auditorium, 2590 Brock Road, Pickering. Enjoy an evening of captivating performances and a mouth-watering dinner for just
$50 per person.
Secure your tickets now at TicketGateway.com or STCCDanceAcademy.com. For more information, contact 416-722-3998. This is another STCC production, proudly sponsored by Caribbean Showtime TV.
The weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss up shot, fried beef, tada roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choker, saltfish and tomatoes, smoked herring, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatai, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 RGN Road, 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter. Hey, the weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss up shot, fried beef, tada roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choker, saltfish and tomatoes, smoked herring, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatai, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 RGN Road, 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Global Wireless Solutions Incorporated, a Rogers authorized dealer, invites you to visit them for all your Rogers wireless services, such as cell phones, Ignite TV and high-speed internet, home monitoring and MasterCards. Whether you're shopping for your business or just for your personal use, give them a call at 1-888-226-8354 and let them find a solution that will fill your wireless needs. Global Wireless Solutions and Rogers, keeping you connected.
West Indian Friends That Care presents Fet for a Cause. Get ready to turn back the clock. Join us on Saturday, November 16th for a night of nostalgia at our retro 80s and 90s back in time celebration. pop, rock, soca, rockers, and yes, parang. Experience the sensational Duffin Band live on stage, taking you on a fabulous musical journey. And don't miss our DJ, Tricky, spinning the greatest hits from those unforgettable decades. Party with us at the Bramalee Lions Hall, located at 45 Avondale Boulevard, Brampton, Ontario. Doors open at 8 p.m. Early bird tickets are only $30. Grab yours now and help support a worthy cause. For more info, call Wayne at 416-568-5838. Come dress up in your best retro gear and let's make memories at West Indian Friends That Care. Fet for a Cause, November 16th. West Indian Friends That Care. It's not who we are, it's the difference we make.
Don't miss the Guyana Babu 30th Anniversary Gala. Saturday, November 9th at the elegant Golden Terrace Banquet Hall on Atlantic Avenue, Queens, New York. Featuring the Angel Caribbean Band, Light Tassa, breathtaking Bollywood dancers, steel band, top DJs, surprise guest performers, and of course, the music of Terry G. It's a classy event, so dress your best to impress. Elegant evening wear is mandatory. It starts only at $100, all inclusive. Special $500 VIP tickets are already sold out, and only a few VIP tickets remaining, so get yours now. Your all-inclusive tickets includes free VIP valet parking, unlimited cocktails, unlimited drinks, appetizers, dinner, desserts, free giveaways, and much more. For more info, call 860-918-4975 and see you at the Guyana Babu City of Anniversary Gala, Saturday, November 9th.
Looking for an exciting sales opportunity in Niagara region? We are now hiring 20 inside sales representatives. Earn $21.39 per hour and $2,250 performance bonus. Put your consultative selling skills to work in a fast-paced, results-driven team. Whether you're building customer relationships or driving revenue, this role offers the perfect environment to grow your career. Ready to take the next step? Apply today. Call us at 416-741-0066 or visit www.topnotchemployment.com to get started. Don't miss out on this great opportunity in Niagara.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
Join us as we celebrate our vibrant culture with Dipawali Jalsa 2024, an evening of non-stop entertainment that you won't want to miss. Bring the entire family for a night filled with joy, music, and dazzling performances. Presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha, featuring the energetic Omesh and the Wave Band, along with the mesmerizing talents of Hurricane Himlata Dindiel from Trinidad and Tobago, Sunil Patel, Vaishali Bhatt, and for a touch of sparkle, Toronto's longest Dipawali pageant is back. Captivating dances by STCC Dance Academy, and much more. Join us and be part of a night of cultural celebration, Saturday, October 19th at the prestigious Pinecrest Event Center, 17 Vinyl Court, Woodbridge. Tickets $65, which includes admission, appetizers, a buffet dinner, dessert, pop, coffee, and tea. Remember, all proceeds will go toward the Mandir's kitchen renovation. Come share in the magic of Dipawali Jalsa 2024. Early bird tickets only $65 until quantities exhausted. For tickets, visit TicketGateway.com or call 647-852-9130.
Happy Bali feeling, like Diwali.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
Yo, run. It's Ren T with the project with a crew. And we're going to party all night long with Richard Aziz on Radio Shop Number. Mashing up the airwaves throughout Canada. Run and run the Richard with plenty pepper. The music is rock myself. It does make my chop up. When the DJ playing that kind of music, man. Well, I sure it's from Radio Shop Number. Richard, Richard is the man in the land. The only man that's rock the nation. Radio Shop Now, the best choice in music.
Project
Rhythm, love ya!
चलाओ ना नैनो से बान रे, जान ले लो न जान रे, जान ले लो न जान रे।
Top Nom Radio is now on.
If you go in River Monday, put your hand in the air, hand in the air, and
jump up, jump up,
liberty, yeah,
hands up,
liberty, yeah,
jump up, jump up,
liberty, yeah,
hands up, hands up.
On Sunday we line in from bar to bar. On Sunday we line in from bar to bar. And every Monday it's Cora. Yes, every Monday it's River. Yes, every Monday is River.
And what the Raja say?
Palao na naino se banare. Palao na naino se banare. Jana lelo na janare.
What the Raja say?
Jana lelo na janare.
And in the air,
jump up, jump up,
liberty,
hands up,
liberty,
jump up, jump up,
liberty,
hands up.
Members man have to be out the mind to call me, cause everybody know Monday is my river day. Pack up the cooler, the drinks and the ice. I go bring the potato, the duck and the rice.
Dodi kalai na chodenge ham, dodi bin ham adhule hai ramo kasam.
People na turn up the place up there, people na cause a fuss and a day. People na turn up the place up there, people na cause a fuss and a day.
Cause every Monday is, cause every Monday is Cora. Every Monday is River.
Jalao na naino se banare. Jalao na naino se banare. Jana lelo na janare.
Abadi Raja
say. Jana lelo na janare.
And in the air, and in the air.
Jump up, jump up.
Liberty, yeah.
Hands up, hands up.
Liberty, yeah.
Jump up, jump up.
Liberty.
Michael ringing down my phone like she going mad, like she don't know it's Monday. I out and I bad. I switch off my phone and I throw it away, like she don't know that Monday is my river day.
Charmo hai aapki chodo fikar, zindagi chaand din ki mere hum safar.
We going to turn up the place up there, we going to cause a fuss and a day. We going to turn up the place up there, we going to cause a fuss and a day.
Cause every Monday is, cause every Monday is Cora. Every Monday is River.
Hey, him, Lata Dindial would be performing tonight. Let me just play a little taste of Wake Connect. Of course, she would be doing some traditional bhajans and Diwali songs. But you know, she must give a little bit of something from him, Lata.
Oh!
And she is in town and of course will be performing at the Deepavali Jalsa later this evening. Now, I showed you earlier a little clip of what you could expect or what it was like at Nigel's, the parang line that they had last time with featuring Baron, Moses, Revolution, Crazy, and Kenneth Prasad. Hey, well, of course, to have him in Toronto for Carnival, for Christmas, you know, we're talking about, you don't know, he is a sweet soca man, but he has some of the sweet soca parang. Teaming up with a man with all the energy to energize the body, Crazy. And funny man, Kenneth Prasad. So tell us more about this show. I want to talk to my brother Nigel. Nigel Callahan, welcome to the program, Mamu. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Rashid. Nice to be on.
You're sounding tired, boy.
I know.
You're busy. This guy, I tell you. You know, one day I hope we'll be able to sit down and write a book. Nigel is one of those fathers, a provider. You know, he always finding new ways to serve. And I tell you, he believes in high quality, high standard. A lot of things Ollie wouldn't know about shows and Nigel. And I can tell you, behind the scene, he or, for example, would give a food vendor an opportunity. He would reduce the cost. He would give them, look, you can sell cane juice too. No more, no extra money, no. They can't believe. But hear what? You're keeping the price within so and so. And I want you to bring some corn show because I want people to get a real back home feeling. He would buy pear tracks and bring it and just make a little markup just to see if you want pear tracks, you get pear tracks. It's a Christmas thing. You want to make sure it have chow, make it feel like a lineman. So that vibe you enjoy when you come out to one of these shows, it's not just by chance. There's a lot of planning, and I love him for that. He really, really wanted to feel and give you a good show. So this one coming up is no exception. Tell us a little bit about this one, Nayu.
Like you said, about the, I just had a call today with somebody else, 6-year-old, 12-year-old, and 14-year-old, and they wanted to bring them to the show, too, and so I had discussions with them. I told them the 6-year-old, don't worry, they can come for free, whatever too. So because I know some people with kids, sometimes that can be a bit of a problem. A lot of shows are 19 plus. All the shows that I do, I try to make them family oriented. I sell tables of 10, but if there's 7 people and 3 kids, then people just pay for the 7, for example, just so they can attend the show. This show, it's Crazy Baron and Kenneth Prasad. We also have like Gunny Connector, Cheyenne Bailey. We have 2 bands, live performances with, Horn Section, Moses Revolution Band. And, also Los Amigos. This is, key too. Los Amigos will be doing a tribute to Kenny J, who passed away, and, the legendary Scrunter. I want a piece of pork for Christmas, so they're gonna do, some of Scrunter songs as well. For food wise, like Richard was saying there, I try to be as economical as I can. So we have, food, $5 and $10, items. So, like, we have, some items that, gonna be between the $5 range and then the, some food that, $10. So you're not gonna be spending. I've been to shows where I had to pay like $40 a plate, for food, in a container. To give you an example. So, Trini Bites is doing the food with, Vikash's, supermarket, superstore. So we're gonna get a little bit of Guyanese type of style food, plus we're gonna get a little Trini style food too. So all that's gonna be, pretty good. DJ Bad Lad, is gonna be there, who's known for the old school nice, music too. So that again is gonna be, so this is the vibe. Of the evening, a little bit of comedy, then some local performances, then the international performers. They're gonna put the Crazy and Baron. They're gonna do their old soca songs. They have lots of hits there with the band, and then they're gonna do some of the parang hits, like Baron with the Spanish woman and stuff, doing Crazy with all those muchacha and all this kind of stuff too. So we're hoping to have a good evening. Yeah.
Well, 2 things we want to touch on before I let you go is that. Price.
Mm-hmm.
And
So
if you could tell us a little bit about the pricing on this, because people, again, when you see, and I am one of those who, like here on the program, when people give in, I don't want a one ticket
keep your ticket. And if you're giving away a ticket, make sure the people when they come, you don't treat them like shit. Make sure they, put that, you will not take it away. Wait, no, don't do the people that. You would hear from me on this radio. And then, if you're going, so when people start with this early bird, you know, they're putting on no blast to the early bird. They're just pulling people and fooling them. Now, you, I know you're like, not like that. So tell us about the early bird and then the price as they go up.
Yeah, so for the early bird ends on November 1st. Already been selling tickets on Ticket Gateway already. We have two prices for early bird. One $40 for the ones standing. This is the young people who have they don't care about seating or nothing. So and they want the cheapest price to just come out and hang out. So those are the ones that I've seen been buying the $40. So that again is limited. And then the $50, you're getting a seat. Now the tables, they hold 10 people. So you might say, well, hey, I don't have 10 people, so how am I going to get a seat? No problem. So what I do is I group people together to make the 10. So in that way, you guarantee a seat. You know, like, I think in the fall period, it could be cold, a little chilly, you cover a little jacket, or, you know, ladies with their purse, or even when they're eating, you have a table. So there's going to be at least 50 tables at the event. Last time I did it, I had 60 tables. And the rest were all standing. So try and book your tables as your seated, spot as early as you can before November 1st. And then prices are going to go up after November 1st for the last couple of weeks.
The other thing is that we talk about the pricing and the food. Now, a lot of people, when they come, they sing. Even artists, I'm sure the artists, when they come, they're singing on track. When they're moving and they say, there might be no, but it's the track they're playing on, and we know that. And you're hearing them in the background, lower, they're talking something else and they're mouth moving somewhere else. So when we say they're coming, this is not no tracks. Baron and Crazy are coming to sing on tracks. They're singing with a full band with horn section. And that is the difference I want to point out to people too. You're getting live performances by Moses Revolution. And Moses are no easy movers, and Revolution back up lots of big artists. And we look at two of the biggest in the soca scene, soca parang scene, Crazy and Baron. And they worked with him last year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for all my shows, including the Chutney shows, so those have been taped before too, we always have a live band. I use the M2 band predominantly for all my Chutney shows. And anything relating to soca, it's always Moses Revolution band. But Moses has played down at Harbourfront and across Toronto for people like Sparrow, Shadow, Rose, you name it, all the big prominent artists. So they're very capable. They read music, so they're not like, pretending anything. All the music right now, today, Baron sent all the scores and what the songs he's going to perform so they can start rehearsal. They do rehearsals on Sundays. So they'll be rehearsing Baron songs even from tomorrow. So all that takes place. Then we have a rehearsal before the event itself. And one key note with regards to pricing, for those who've been to the show, we had over 1,000 people in 2019 just before the COVID. And the price then was $40 and $50. And the price is still the same. Now, if you look at other shows, you'll see prices they probably did in 2019, $40 or something, and now they're doing like $80 for some shows, and Richard said, sometimes they're singing on a CD and all this kind of stuff too, right? But, I think I try to do an economical show. I always tell people, I try to put together a show, not necessarily to make money, but to not lose money. So what that means is, it's not there to gouge the people, but I want people to come there and get first class. Perry sound system, for those who are familiar with Perry's, it's kind of a little bit on the expensive side, but its quality is great. You make sure that there's no errors. You try to address everything as early as possible. So people can't even tell that there was something, kind of want to go off key or something. And we have line array system, so the speakers are not down in there, right in front of your face or something. Speakers are up in the air, so the sound travels to the back, so they don't have to drive the music, through the crowd or something. So it's very convenient, all these little things. But it costs a lot of money to do this type of stuff too, right?
That's right. And I was about to say, you know, not that those places charge more money. The price for banquet hall went way up through the sky. And that's on a big cost. And then artists coming into town want VIP tickets, and nobody wants Canadian dollars anymore. They want US and all that. So justifiably, some of the price, but some went way, way over and not coming back down. And in your case, we have to say you're swallowing some of the cost, reducing your profit margin, just to break even at least. So that has to be pointed. Well, last question for you is that with all of that, it's sounding nice. We're coming. We have a nice time. What about security and parking? Because, you know, with the thiefing and all of that and cars and, and coming in there, if somebody who's standing come and take my chair and sit down, we have enough security? Because some people pay for standing up and they pull my chair and sit down. What do I do?
Yeah, yeah. So we never have that issue. And for those who are interested in getting tables, we take it a step further where we guarantee you a table of your choice. So I send you a layout. And it's just like if you go into the Blue Jays or something and you see what seats are gone and what seats are available, the same thing applies to the tables. I've already almost, like this morning, I sold two more tables. And they, I send them the layout, they choose the table, and then that's it. So with security, what we do in the, when people are coming in, when the doors are open, we have security in the front, and only the people with tables, you know, then they go down and we take them to their tables. And that way it's all secure. That way those that don't have tables, then they're not allowed into that area until we have everybody seated on the tables, and then we allow everybody to go in. Because the dance floor is open for everybody. We're not restricted. I know sometimes you go to a VIP and they block off a certain area. We don't have anything like that. But what we do in the beginning is we block off people from entering into the area for the same reasons. People come in and they want to go and sit down on somebody else's table. So we protect that because of respect for the people who already paid for their tables, they reserve their tables, and they reserve the location they want to be. Some people want to be close to the stage. I'll be honest with you, some people want to be close to the bar. So that's kind of like optional for them. I don't know, you know, do it in a way where I put you on a table wherever. Like you go to a wedding sometime, they put you near the toilet. You know what I mean? Like it's up to them what they do. I don't do that. I base it on availability. So if you book early, you get your best seats. If you book late, I have no control over that, right? So
security wise,
what we do with system is. And security, we have a flash. Flash has been doing security for me all the time. Flash is I would say like another staff. These guys are friendly. They're nice. They help me. They help you get your seats. They really even help you seat in. They do whatever it is. They try and diffuse any little, you know, complications. I myself diffuse stuff. Like sometimes, you know, if somebody step on a guy too, so who knows what can happen. So I'm always there. I buy a guy a drink or whatever it is there. I try to make sure. We've never had fights in any of our shows. It's a family show. And we try to make sure that it remains that way. And just the, I guess the whole attitude of security. You know, sometimes you go to a place and security has this kind of, you know, police mentality. And that kind of gives you a different vibe. One thing about Flash and the security, they're very nice, friendly. There's girls there to help for the girls and all those kinds. Also, it's those who've been to the show, and there's been a lot of people who have been to the shows before, they understand and see how it is. And like I say, there's no issues. I'm available 24/7 there. I'm walking around. People can see me. They have any issues with anything. There's toilet paper running low. There's anything. I'm there. I grab a mop if I have to mop something else. There's a spill somewhere, and it's and they can find somebody, like whatever. We try and accommodate as much as we can just to make sure everybody have a good time and a safe time.
All right. All right. So all your last thing now, all your other pen and pencil ready? Phone number. And by the way, I want to tell people something. Nigel didn't call me. I called Nigel to come on the phone. Nigel didn't say, Richard, I want to spend this money at your show yet. Nigel didn't talk that. You know, I like to support Nigel and this type of thing because we need this type of thing because Nigel is making no kind of big money in this. And we need, I just loved an event. Riyadh and I was talking and we want to go to a nice event like this. So we have to prop up Nigel and make sure this thing come out real nice. And you know what? He listened to people. He would talk to me. We would, for the whole year, we always talking about ideas, what people doing, what he wouldn't do and stuff like that. So this is about love, the vibes that we're trying to create here. And I want to tell all you, this fella, his wife has cancer. He's been battling with it. His wife, he has an autistic child. And you know what is an autistic child? Child had issues in school. And this fella, cotton coconut and delivering for $35. Any water cup, he picking and dropping it. He is one of the hardest working guys I know, and a man who always there to still listen to somebody and help him. Nigel, we should be pulling together to do something for Nigel, but yet still, Nigel putting together shows so we could come out and break even. Nigel could do things. You know, he tell me, you know, I'm looking for a charity to give us 50-50 draw. He looking to make some money to give some people, but Nigel and himself, we should be pulling together to help him out. But this is the kind of fella he is, and that is why. And I had to say this because he is a fella deserving of our respect and love. And I want you to know, Nigel, we love you. We want to support you. And let me thank you for doing this, because now I could put on a nice stand down and come and have a nice, fun, safe time. And thanks for not putting it to work and thinking. And although I'm still there with you, but thank you very much for doing this show. So your phone number so people could call for tickets?
Yeah, 437-331-2387. 437-331-2387. Or Ticket Gateway is online. You can purchase the tickets there as well.
And the fees, if you want to save it and all, call it 437-331-8387. 437-331-8387.
2387. Yeah.
Well, you could Google him. Now, anything else you'd like to add, Mamu?
Well, no, thank you for your kind words, Richard. And for me, like, I'm always there to support the community as much as I can. I just think that, you know, people need to come out and enjoy and get a little stress off their back and to go to something that's comfortable and economical and have a nice time, even if it's once or twice a year. So that's why I kind of gear myself to just have something like that for the community to just come and enjoy.
And for those of you who want coconut, he cut down. He was doing like thousands, but he jumped a few skids, about six skids on. So if you want to, you can reach out to him. Now, he cut them, he shaved them. And let me tell you another thing I don't know. Nigel would take out the coconut, and if it looked a little blackish, he wouldn't put it. He's an expert now. He know which one has the soft jelly, the tough jelly. He know which is a water nut, which is a jelly nut. He's been an expert because he put this guy, he cut the top off, shave it, and everything, $35, I believe, still, and you're getting 10. But you're getting 10 every coconut you cut. It's good. And that's why people keep coming back and coming back. And then he has to pay to remove the box and all that shell. He has to pay to drop it in the dump. So if you like to be on his route, because he does go on a route and deliver, give them the phone number, Nigel, and if they could contact you.
Yeah, so they can contact either 437-331-2387 or text 647-782-0997.
One more time?
Yes, 647-782-0997.
Thank you, my brother. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks for that. Take care.
You know, talking about garbage and disposal, I want to share a story so maybe we can learn from this. In preparation for Justin's little get together with his friends later, I decided let me take all the garbage and boxes and things out to the dump, which is not far from where I live in Brampton. So I did that, but they were all recycled, so you'd have to pay. So I went dropping it off on my way to come to work today, and I'm running late as it is, so didn't want to do this, but it would make more sense if no garbage is around, because you would make mess again with disposable cups and plates and stuff like that later, and you'd have to keep it all through the weekend. So I got rid of most of it. When I got there, this flagged me as owing them $6. Well, I couldn't see how. I said, how could I was here just after, this was in September, they said that I owed $6. Well, I was here Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Nobody tell me anything. I never heard about that. Anyway, I would pay it, but I'm running late. So the two bags is for free. I could go drop it on my way out. I would pay the $6. Sir, wait right here. I'm speaking to my colleague. Well, who this lady talking to? I want to use a different word, you know. Telling me now, wait. You know, like you ever see a police on YouTube or Facebook and the police have this attitude? The police is like if it's a Karen. Well, this woman, I want to see something else, boy. With her shades on, watching me and say, I said to wait. You know, you telling me wait. I don't care to dump this anymore. I want to leave. I say, look, if you're going to be like this, I don't care to dump it. I would leave. She say, cannot leave. You have to pay. I am willing to pay. But she is waiting now to talk to her colleague how to tell her for me to pay. But I couldn't wait. I was so upset. I drove off. Well, then drama starts. Somehow, but she asked me my name. I said, Richard. Then she said, you're hearing everybody walkie-talkie. You swear Rambo, get away, boy. Richard, that fellow, that Volvo, blah, 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 blah. Well, what jail is this? All of them blocking me now. All right, I stop. I say, is there a supervisor I can talk to? Yes, the radio, the supervisor. Supervisor, he's waiting on the platform. All right, I see fellow waiting on the platform. I wait for about 5 minutes. All of them guarding me and waiting. So any man come, very friendly fella, telling me now, well, first of all, they said that you have to pay, but there is a process. We are not involved with the scale. The scale is what determines your weight and all that. But they just disposing of the trash and they look after that. So it's separate supervisors. So I said, well, listen, the woman there didn't have to be like that with me. If I owe money, I'm willing to pay. Allow me now because I'm keeping back the line. She said, that doesn't matter with the line. You have to wait. Okay. Well, pull me aside and get somebody to explain while I dump my stuff. Then same way you're talking to me, you could tell me. Because I can't see how I would owe my card was declined for $6. No way that could happen. And they would not let you leave. They would ask you, do you want a receipt? So that means my payment had to be processed. Every time you go to the dump, they would ask you, do you like your receipt? How they ask a receipt would be generated if my card was declined? For $6? All right. On my way out now, traffic like crazy, and I'm running late to come to do the program. So the fellow was following me while I'm moving up in the traffic, trying to talk to me. I said, look, I don't mind. I'm willing to pay. And the same way we are walking, look, the girl would pay it out. He walked ahead to make sure they could process my payment for $6. When he got there, I have to wait again. Why? Because on this exit system is not showing I owe any money. And they don't understand how on the incoming scale would show, but here it doesn't show or flag me anything. So now they want to spend 10 minutes to apologize to me. Well, I don't care. I want to leave. Now hear this. If now I wanted to leave, I was held prisoner because they blocking me from leaving. I'm not dropping any more garbage. I'm upset. I don't want to stay there. But if I wanted to leave, I couldn't. And you know, I'm claustrophobic. And that could have got me crazy. Then they would have to see Rambo. But I was just saying, you know, some people, if you don't have the patience and you can't articulate your points, some of you could really end up in serious trouble, you know. And you know, when people talk to me like that, I lose it. Don't speak to me like that, woman. And as a young girl, and blocking me up and say, you cannot leave. Don't tell me I can't do anything, girl. So they apologize. So if you're going to the dump, I mean, be careful. That's a simple thing right there, right? It's always a nice experience going there. Nice people, really. But I just thought I would share that with you. Another thing, one of our listeners said that, Richard, you should make mention. You know, traveling from Toronto to Montreal is like $1,200 return. $1,200, you know. And he was saying, they could take a trip to Trinidad with that. Although we complaining about Trinidad, that's really expensive still. But in the States, their flight 2-3 hours away for only like $99 and $150 and thing. Why is it so expensive? Now we have Porter and some of the WestJets and all that. But that was something he asked me to point out because I don't travel internally here, but I didn't know about that being so expensive. But, you know, just something to think about. But careful when you go into the dump. Be prepared, in case. Well, we continue back with the music. Who are we going to play here now, boy? You remember this lady? Singing Francine?
I know I go from right to riches. If you would only stay here. And though my pocket. But in my heart I'd be asking your love.
Well, I have one. I agree with somebody that's texting me here about drivers. And this is something I noticed too. When you're driving, you're watching these truck drivers. You're watching these brothers on the road. You say, look, nobody want to give them a squeeze. Let me lead them. You stop, you allow them to go in. And after doing so, all they do, well, long ago you used to see this often, bling, bling, they put on the back the hazard light and give you a little thank you, blip, 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 then go away. Now, these fellas just pull in front of you and they care if they mash up your car. And, you know, while the bus drivers, some of them, they have the right of way. We have to yield to the buses. But boy, you ever noticed some of them make care, they feel they could just fling in front of you. Not driving, the fling, not swing, fling in front of you. And, you know, so to you drivers, the truck drivers, and we know we have some bus drivers that's listening. If you're one of the good ones, thank you. Sometimes you open your little window, you wave. You know, you ease up. You don't just rush out. Thank you. But tell some of your buddies, your colleagues, be a little courteous. Be a little safer. Thank you, my brother, for that message. Anybody else want to call in and rant? 416-848-7772. Interact with me on this program. Well, Auntie Miney left us a couple of years ago and they were twins. And her sister Finey was left behind. And, you know, we used to have real interaction. She would always call me. When I had Richie's place, she would come by and go for a walk and she would... proper approval. But I think by now, a lot of people would have heard about her passing. And I was very, very, very fond of her. I loved her very much. She would call me on my birthday and always sing for me. Always. And when Auntie Miney was around, she would call and sing an English song. And Auntie Finey would come and do an Indian song. And, you know, a long while back, I had a issue with my knee. You know, this auntie went out and got something and insist that, Bob, you must come by and have this cream ready for me. And I was living in Brampton then, and I had to make this trip to get it because she was concerned about my knee. Sincerely, you know, a sweetheart of a lady. I just want to wish our entire family our condolences. And once we have the proper arrangements, if they would share it with us, and we could be able to attend a funeral and maybe at least do a special segment on the program in loving memory of our aunt, Auntie Finey. But for now, I'd like to share this one, as we do when we lose a loved one in our community. Dilaga Firnaho Ikadam, and Ashok, I'd have to get the meaning of this. And what it really summarizes is that we come with nothing and we are leaving without anything. We're leaving this world with anything, nothing. Now, we don't no longer have our soft mattresses and all that. I would like to dedicate it in her loving memory. This is one Diwali, she wouldn't be with us. And again, our condolences to the entire family, especially my brother Navi, and to you, my brother, I know you're very fond of her also, and my sister Nalini and Rajan. Well, I'd like to share this one in her loving memory.
Dilaga dil na ho ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai bagaiche chhod kar khali zami andar samana hai dilaga dil ho ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai tera nazuk badan bhaji jo lete se jab phoolon par tera nazuk badan bhaji jo lete se jab phoolon par jo lete se jab phoolon par wo hona ek din murda ye
you would always have a special place on this program, Auntie Finey. Whenever she called, she would say, Bob, this is Mom. And she was indeed a mother not only to me, but so many others. I'd like to send this one out again in her loving memory, as we remember both Miney and Finey today. Auntie Miney and our loving Auntie Finey. Also want to say hello to Auntie Pua. Well, Pua, trying to remember your name. Hope you're listening. Pua Lala, how are you? And to the so many who doesn't make calls or talk to me, but listen to us here religiously, hey, we know that you are there and we want to say thank you. And let me just say, mwah, big kiss to all of you. We love you. So now, I know the family won't turn up the volume for you. I will turn it up from this end. Listen. Time approaching for us to say our goodbyes. I wanted to leave you with one last selection and say my goodbyes and thanks. You know, I want to say thank you to those of you who won tickets. Definitely I'll be sending and making arrangements for you to receive it, and I'll be contacting you if not today, but it will be ready, don't worry, I promise you that. But I'll message you and you can know where to collect it. Right, again, the show for the Mohammed Rafi concert, you want to call for tickets, you could call 416-832-1085. That's 416-832-1085. And how about we start this one, so you know what I wanted to leave you guys with. And again, memory with out there at Defining. I want to share this one. Well, with that beautiful selection in the background, I want to say thank you to you, you, and you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. And again, thank you for watching us on television. Those of you who like to support us with the Hanuman Chalisa or some Quranic recitation on the program, we would love to hear from you. Call me directly, 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. Our Diwali show is coming up, so we would be again bringing you some great content. Those of you who want to be part of that, call me, 416-832-7293, or send me a line at info@caribbeanshowtime.com. Thanking God Almighty for making it all possible, you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Until next time, Dhanyavad, Shukriya. Oh, to my mommy. Ma, you know, I can't forget you. Well, lady, we love you so much. May God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to bless you. Mwah. Big kiss for you, mommy. Love you. Until next time, Dhanyavad, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
But your mother is the master key of this world. Your mother's love should never forget. The wrong things you do, child, you're born to regret. Your mother's love should never forget. The wrong things you do, child, you're born.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
कनाडा में 20,000 डॉक्टर्स हैं जो मेडिसिन प्रैक्टिस नहीं कर सकते और 32,000 नर्सें हैं जो हमारे अस्पतालों में काम करने से रोक दी गई हैं। हजारों दूसरे पेशावर लिबरल गेटकीपर्स की वजह से काम नहीं कर सकते। बस अब बहुत हुआ, कंजर्वेटिव लीडर्स पेयर पॉलिटिक्स एक ब्लू सी एग्जाम लेकर आएंगे ताकि नए आने वाले साबित कर सकें कि वो हमारे आला मेयारात पर पूरा उतरते हैं और मरीजों की मदद के लिए फौरी अपनी जॉब शुरू कर दें। ये कॉमन सेंस है। ये पैगाम पीएम पॉलिट और कॉमन सेंस कंजर्वेटिव किताबों से पेश किया गया।
आगी है दिवाली, खुशियां मनाउणनु, पटाका .com तो पटाके लाउणनु।
1 नवंबर नु आ रही है दिवाली, तुसी भी पटाका.com ते आओ। बेस्ट क्वालिटी दे पटाके होलसेल प्राइस से ले जाओ। ग्रोसरी स्टोर, कन्वीनियंस स्टोर, कनाडा दे विच किते भी। अगर तुसी भी पटाकियां दे नाल अपना प्रॉफिट दुगना करना चाहंदे हो ते आज ही कॉल करो पटाका.com ते 416-828-6008 पटाका.com।
इस महीने मेरी सेविंग $400 हुई है।
मेरी सेविंग $350।
मेरी सेविंग सिर्फ $100।
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है, मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775।
क्या चमत्कार किया, मुझे भी गुर सिखाओ ना।
भाई बात सादा सी है, हमारे पास दो गाड़ियाँ और एक घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई। ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह 6472903773।